Well, this morning we're going to be continuing in Acts, and where we're being taken to is—it's just beautiful. It's an absolutely beautiful moment. It's going to sound a lot like last week. That's because Peter's going to recount exactly what happened last week. So, for those of you who were here last week, you're going to say, "Did we read this last week?" Well, we almost did. For those of you who weren't here last week, you almost get two for one today. And so you should be really excited about that. You get chapter 10 and chapter 11 all in one sermon. That's efficiency right there. So what we're going to look at this, though, and I'm just going to be honest. Every once in a while, I like to say, can we have an awkward Sunday? What's an awkward Sunday? An awkward Sunday is when we say, wow, I think the Bible's really pushing us to be disciples of Jesus in ways that is countercultural this morning. And we're going to talk about it, and it's going to push us a little bit. Are we ready to be pushed? Okay. It's okay if I see some people nodding off and saying, like, I'm not ready for this morning. I'll just recognize that's where you're at, and that's good. But I think the Scriptures have a challenge for us this morning. So we're in chapter 11. We're going to start with verse 1. We'll put it up here on the screen for you, or you can follow on page 895 of your pew Bibles if you'd like. It begins like this. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.'